you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on this Friday, you know, it's a big, busy week, and 11 days to the finish line now till the election is done. Now, of course, in some states, they're going to allow those ballots to come in a couple or 3 days late. There's going to be probably some, I would imagine, some contesting of things in different places. There doesn't have to be, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. But there may be in some places. I know one of the things that people are making their decision on is something that the president let Joe Biden expose himself on last night. And that was that he says he's trying to transition the fossil fuel business right out of existence. He did that, by the way, after denying that he had ever said that he would ban fracking. The president promised he would show him where he had, and he kept his promise on Twitter today.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel. No more, no new fracking. I'd gradually move away from fracking.
And I think it's critically important on day one that we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
Well, like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Exactly. They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
So that was just 43 seconds worth. I mean, it wasn't hard to find, and the president had it on his feed before the evening was out. And that speaks to the real, I guess, kind of place where we are here. We have 37 to 40 million ballots already cast. That's roughly 25% of what will be cast. You've got a very specific narrative that the debate ended on last night. He said, I'm going to end fossil fuels. We're going to eliminate them. That's what the hard left wants to hear. I'm not sure that's what production families in West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan want to hear. There's a lot to still be considered. And friend, as you're walking through these next 11 days, of course, the attack ads are going to be worse than ever. But I think it's fair to ask yourself the same question that the president kept asking Joe over and over again last night. In 47 years and 8 years in the White House, 47 years in Washington, 8 years in the White House, you couldn't do any of the things that you're now promising to do. And the implied question is, why should we believe you? Whereas the president himself can easily point out that he's kept 127 promises in 47 months, not 47 years. It's a huge difference. It's never been more clear or contrasting. It's as easy as black and white, and what you need to choose is who you trust more. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you on Monday.